possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor-advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Well, it's Wednesday. We have a couple more days till the weekend, but we'll take you into the holiday weekend on Friday with a roundtable. Jane Duker will be here. State Rep. Steve Butts. And political consultant on my side of the table, David Barklage, will be here all on Friday afternoon. Brad Young is with us tonight. You often hear him filling in for me on 97.1 FM Talk. He's with us to weigh in on several issues. Hello, Brad. How are you this afternoon?
Mark, doing great, sir. Thank you.
Let's kind of start with this creepy situation and tragedy in Minneapolis, because have you taken a look at any of this manifesto or seen the video from this dude?
I've not seen the video, but I have seen, read some of the manifesto, and there's pictures of him writing, like, kill Donald Trump on his ammo clips. And this, and I'll refer to him as a him. But he obviously has lots of issues here, and it's unfortunate that he has taken out his issues on poor, innocent, not just poor, innocent children, but children who are in a Catholic school. They're there to learn values. They're there to learn morality. They're there to learn how to live a righteous life. And this guy wades in and kills them. It's awful.
It's some of it's just bizarre, too, because at one point in the manifesto, and again, I don't like giving too much attention to this stuff, but I just want to kind of draw some, you know, juxtaposition, if you will. He says, I think I'm dying of cancer. It's a tragic end as its entirety is self-inflicted. I did this to myself as I cannot control myself. I've been destroying my body through vaping and other means. I think I have lung cancer. Now, there doesn't seem to be any indication that this guy had lung cancer at all. But he goes on to say, I don't want to throw my life away by rotting in a hospital bed. I don't want the rest of my life to be as a cancer patient. And then it says, F that, I want to go out on my own means. Unfortunately, due to my depression, anger, and twisted mind, apparently self-aware, I want to fulfill a final act that has been in the back of my head for years. And, you know, that's the shooting. But then he goes on to say, you are all what kept me going. I find no more interest in anything material. I only have an interest in my mission and my love for my family. He goes on to say, you know, nice things about his family, and then even closes out saying, I love you, Dad, Mom, Jack, Martha, Teresa, Joel, Jared, Phil, Liam, signs it. And interestingly enough, says PST, who I think is maybe Teresa in the family, get over yourself and make up with mom. She loves you. You need to grow up and accept that time just keeps on blanking moving. So it's a weird, weird manifesto. And then there's the audio. The audio is even weirder than that. Check this out. I mean, there's weird breathing. There is talking underneath his breath, and it is just bizarre. And people are going to dissect that over and over and over again. I always think that, though, Brad, that it's a better situation when they do take their own life. And in this case, they did. We don't want to give more attention and have this thing drag on in the courts for years and years and years. But again, the other common bond here with some of the other school shootings as of late is it appears as is if Robert, who became Robin, is a trans shooter as well.
Well, here's my initial thought on that. I don't hold the entire trans community responsible for what this man/woman did. All right, but if you put a white heterosexual male in that shooter's position, then the media wants to cast aspersion on all white heterosexual males.
That's right.
And so that's the double standard to me that jumps off the page. There's not going to be any attempt, nor should there be, to say all trans people are potential massacred shooters. That would be absurd, but it's equally absurd to disparage all white male heterosexuals in the same breath whenever white male heterosexuals do commit these awful acts.
But the common bond, you know, I agree with that for the most part. But what I would say, though, is in the situation with some of these trans cases is the mental illness is so perverse. And, you know, if you go back and you think about what Jamie Reed was talking about in her whistleblower report here a few years ago about WashU and Children's Hospital, one of the things that concerned her greatly and sent her on this mission to get rid of this so-called gender-affirming care and make sure that this child abuse stopped was the degree at which some of these kids were mentally ill. I mean, it was severe, and we're talking about young kids, right? There was the one kid who, you know, this kind of stands out just because it's disgusting and it was, you know, pretty crazy at the time, but there was one kid who was either fantasizing or thinking that they were having sex with a dog. And that somehow turned into, oh yeah, you're just trans, you need some gender-affirming care. When Jamie's opinion was, and I think now we know this from around the planet, that many of these kids, maybe they were gay, maybe they were confused, but maybe they were severely, severely mentally ill. And I think we find that in situations like this. There's no doubt in this case, this person was warped.
Yeah, there's no question about it. And from a liability standpoint, my only concern here is that the family members of these children who were just tragically murdered and the others who were injured, if they attempt to now sue the Catholic school for saying they didn't have sufficient security or whatever, I mean, that's a possible lawsuit that could come out of this, but really it's the result of the person who did it. And you mentioned a moment ago, he or she committed suicide, turned the gun on himself after this event. And I know this sounds cold, but I wish he would do that before he kills or hurts others.
Well, and see,
start with that.
That's the thing about the manifesto. If you read it, it talks about removing himself from the planet. Fine, go for it, dude. Do whatever you think you have to do. You want to go out on your own means. Why does it have to involve killing young children? And I think, you know, it's hard in this situation to say we're lucky because two kids died and their classmates had to see them die and some of their classmates are in the hospital. But for a guy that decided to do this and to start shooting from the outside of the church into the stained glass windows instead of going inside, and I don't know what would have prevented that. This could have been, when I first started hearing about this morning, it sounded like we were going to have dozens dead.
Yes.
And
yes.
You know, again, it's not a good situation. I can't even imagine, I have some audio that I'll play a little later for audio cut of the day, a 10-year-old kid who's in fifth grade, my daughter's in fifth grade, describing quite calmly, actually, what happened, but this is going to be something that these kids have to live with for the rest of their lives.
Unfortunately, that's true. And there's going to be far more kids injured than what has been reported because they're going to be having emotional issues, psychological issues, relational issues. issues that could last a lifetime, far beyond the current news cycle's coverage of the story.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. Brad Young is with us. He is our 97.1 FM Talk chief legal analyst, a partner with Harris, Dow, Fisher & Young. Very curious about your position. We have not talked about the burning of the American flag. I have always been one to defend that as a constitutional free speech issue. The president's executive order thinks otherwise. I think it's reprehensible and despicable what happens when people burn the flag. But your thoughts about this executive order and whether or not it's nuanced a little bit when it comes to, you know, really the issue of inciting a riot or something along those lines.
Right. And I'll pick up on that in a second. My initial take isn't all that different from yours. When I was in law school, I was of the opinion that burning the flag should be illegal. And then while I was actually in law school, the Supreme Court decided the issue of Texas versus Johnson in 1989, stating that it was symbolic speech. And I got it. I understood it. I didn't like it. Burning the American flag is awful, reprehensible. Put all the adjectives in there that you will, but is it legal? And I have a hard time prosecuting someone for the content of their speech. And here's what's interesting. I'm not going to go too deep in the weeds here, Mark, but after that was invalidated. Texas versus Johnson invalidated 48 state laws that prohibited the burning of the flag. So then the very next year, Congress passed a law in 1990, passed a law that said you can't burn the American flag. That went up to the Supreme Court in 1990 in U.S. versus Eichmann, I believe, and the Supreme Court invalidated that. So when you look at the headwinds against Trump's position here, the Supreme Court has said states can't prohibit the burning of the flag. Congress cannot prohibit the burning of the flag. So why on earth would anyone think that the Supreme Court would be okay with the executive branch prohibiting the burning of the flag? This is destined to be stricken.
Yeah, and that's what I think too. But again, it's another one of those issues that if you polled on it, it's probably 80-20, right?
Oh, sure. And I would be in the 80s saying this, no one should be allowed to prosecute the flag. But listen, the First Amendment is a two-edged sword. And if we want freedom of speech, then we have to deal with the detriments of freedom of speech. And this is simply a great example or a bad example of how speech can go wrong, but it's still protected speech.
So there was an interesting development. I saw this from some of the peeps that I still follow on Twitter from my days in Milwaukee. And Judge Hannah Dugan, who was an elected judge on the Milwaukee County Circuit Court, this became well-documented earlier this year when she helped slide an illegal migrant out of the back door of her courtroom. And there was a development in that case.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Because today, wasn't there?
There was. And the development was this. Judge Dugan had essentially filed a motion to dismiss, arguing that she had judicial immunity. And this doesn't even pass the straight face test. but here's her argument, right? I'm glad I'm not her lawyer. Here's the argument. She said that it is within the judicial responsibility of the judge to control how people come and go from my courtroom. So when I directed the illegal immigrant out of the courtroom, that fell within my judicial duties. And the federal court struck that down with, I mean, like in a blink of a second, stating, no, that's not within your duties. You actually hid someone and shielded them from prosecution by ICE. That violates federal law. You're going to trial. So that happened. This is going to go to trial. I don't see this being resolved. I don't see her pleading guilty to anything. It's going to go to trial.
Really? So you think it's going to go all the way to trial?
I do, yeah. Because she's frankly pretty close to retirement age anyway, and I think she wants to be a martyr. And to be a martyr, she's going to take this to trial. Now, the consequences are enormous. She would, if convicted, she's immediately off the bench. She would immediately lose her bar license, so she can't practice law, can't be a judge. But when you look at who this is and the background of her personality, I think she wants to be a martyr, take one for the progressive left team, and go down in flames, trying to argue that it's okay to shield people from being deported because of her beliefs about deportation.
Well, and then something to, like, if you had Tony Evers, the Democrat governor of Wisconsin, could probably, you know, if she does get found guilty, turn that over?
No, not at all. This is federal law.
It's a federal case. Oh, that's right. So that would have to come from the president. That's interesting.
I don't see the current president giving her a pardon on that.
No, but this is a fascinating case. I mean, you had this guy, and there's even video of him kind of, you know, sliding out of the courthouse through this non-public exit. I remember at the time thinking that basis that she tried to get this case thrown out for was something that could have significantly, you know, been, and maybe that's an argument that works eventually in trial, that she does have the right to do something like that, and that there was a little bit of nuance to that aspect of the charge. But this Judge Lynn Edelman, who, by the way, was an attorney when I was in Milwaukee 20 years ago, said, no, we're not going for that.
Well, here, let me give a ridiculous example to show what this is comparable to. To me, this is no different than if she lit the chairs in the jury box on fire, lit them on fire, and then claimed, well, I have the authority as a judge to control the temperature in my courtroom, so I was setting the chairs on fire just to alter the temperature. Okay, that's ridiculous. But this also is equally ridiculous. When you're shielding a person from prosecution, you're the judge, for goodness sakes. You're shielding them from arrest. And that is not part of your job duties as a judge.
I love that case, though. I want to see her found guilty so badly and see what happens with all that. But that's still something that, because these cases take a while, that's going to, you know, not happen this year, is, I would assume, or is it something?
Oh, it'll be next year. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. No, yeah. It'll be next year.
All right, Brad Young, you going to the zoo tomorrow night for the home opener or not?
You know, I tried to get tickets right before they sold out, and I just couldn't get them. But I am going to the Cardinals game tonight because I'm excited to see the Cardinals lose again. So I'll be at the game tonight.
You know, Sue and I are choosing to go, and I just kind of called an audible a week ago. I really, really have wanted to see. I've never seen Diana Ross, and she's playing the Muni tomorrow with John Batiste.
Yes.
So I'm going to the concert. I'm going to miss the game. At least I'll miss most of the game. I think it's a 6:30 game. But it's interesting because at first it looked like, you know, we weren't going to know exactly who was going to be the starting quarterback until after this game, and we may still not know that. But he says he's going to do a half by half. So in other words, we'll have to see if this changes at all based on the score of the game. But Pribula, who's the kid from Penn State that transferred, is going to be the first half starting quarterback. And Sam Horn is going to play in the second half. And look, I'm surprised because the reports that I have from my peeps in Columbia say this is a very, very close, you know, competition. Sam Horn was just written about in the Washington Post because he has a contract with the LA Dodgers to be a pitcher as well. So
right. We'll
have to see how, you know, this affects him in the spring after he is, if he's the starting quarterback this year. But it's interesting because you don't see this very often. Usually you have one guy, they're going with it, but they're going to split the difference tomorrow night and see what happens. And hopefully, you know, these early games, not that they're going to lose to Central Arkansas, but they always make me so nervous because this should, in theory, with a good team, be a game that's like a 30 point. I don't know what the line is. Do you know what the line is here?
You know, I don't, but you're right. It should be a blowout in the first half. And it may or may not be, but to me, I think all eyes will be on how these quarterbacks do, because that's going to tell us what happens in the future of Mizzou football.
Central Arkansas is an FCS opponent, so they will not have lines, apparently, on that particular game. So there you go. That might be a little different because of who Central Arkansas is. Brad, have fun at the game tonight. I hope they get a victory.
I will. I'll be there.
Oh, he cut out. You cut out there at the end. You said what?
I'll be there with 7,000 of my closest friends.
Okay, I'm glad you got that in. There you go.
Get more at 971talk.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.